T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is WWJ All Local.
An effort to reduce violent crime in the city of Detroit extending to Lansing today. WWJ's Charlie Langton is live with a preview.
Well, good morning, Mike. Yeah, Mayor Mike Duggan is going to be very busy today. He will be in Lansing joining state representatives, including Speaker of the House Joe Tate and Chief James White. He will discuss a legislative proposal that would provide more money to municipalities for police, public safety, and violence prevention. Then the mayor will be back here in Detroit later this afternoon to discuss an initiative to prevent crime, especially in the 8th and 9th precincts in Detroit. The One Detroit Partnership will discuss a community outreach effort as well as a billboard campaign. The mayor this afternoon will be joined by Prosecutor Kim Worthy and U.S. Attorney Don Isom. Reporting live here in Detroit, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
There's a controversial proposal under consideration in Oxford, where the school district is looking at putting guns in buildings inside locked gun safes. The plan calls for long guns and bulletproof vests to be kept inside the safes, and the only way to open the safe would be with an optic scanner. School resource officers would be the only ones authorized to open the safes. School Board Vice President Heather Schaefer isn't sure it's a good idea.
I'm just not sure how I feel about this. I feel like we're taking a problem, a massive problem that we already are living through because of guns, and our solution is more guns.
Other board members and parents also spoke out against the plan. It is still under review. The city of Detroit is taking down two abandoned buildings that officials say pose a danger to residents.
The stone soap buildings located on Franklin Street in the city's Rivertown district have been abandoned for almost 30 years. Officials say the over 100-year-old buildings are structurally unsound and pose an immediate danger to residents. Inspections show beams are failing and the roofs are collapsing quick. The city is demolishing the two buildings to protect people who live in the area. Leaders say it's a busy area with an apartment building across the street and a restaurant right next door. Demolition will be finished next week. Luke Sloan, WWJ News Radio 950.
A little more than a year after taking office, Dearborn Mayor Abdullah Hamoud delivers his first State of the City address, and in his speech titled Always Bet on Dearborn, the 33-year-old mayor outlined his achievements and laid out his vision for the future. The accomplishments he touted during yesterday's speech include a partnership with Google Cloud, a program that provides free books to Dearborn children, and local interventions to address the opioid crisis. He also unveiled renderings for three new parks that will be constructed in the city, part of a $30 million investment known as the Peace Parks Project. There is some bad news today regarding the housing market in Metro Detroit.
According to the latest housing heat index from Bankrate.com, the Metro Detroit area ranks number 203 out of the 212 largest cities in America. Among the metrics used by Bankrate to create that index, home appreciation values over the past calendar year, job and population growth, unemployment rate for the area, and the number of active residential housing listings per 1,000 people in the area. It should be noted that the area, once known as the Rust Belt, scored low marks in the index, as five cities, including Detroit, Cleveland, Flint, and two other cities in Iowa, Cedar Rapids and Davenport, finished in the bottom 10 of the Bankrate Index. On the other hand, the first 18 spots in this year's Housing Heat Index belong to cities located in the Sun Belt. Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
Joe Greer works 7 days a week, and get this, he's 98 years old. He was honored for his rigorous work ethic. One of his favorite things, Greer says, is being able to mentor others. The Chicago Victory Awards winner says he never expected to receive an award for doing what he loves.
It's something I never thought would happen. I appreciate the attention that has been given me. Of course, I realize I've worked many years. Would you be able to say I feel good about it?
Greer is a craftsman who makes molds for trophies and awards, and he's now got his own, the Chicago Victory Award for the 98-year-old. Pretty cool. This is cool. A professional baseball league in Macomb County is sending yet another player to the major leagues. WWJ's Chris Villar is here live with the latest success story.
Yeah, Metro Detroit's USPBL has taken a little bit of flack over the years for its legitimacy as a pro baseball league, but now they've sent nearly 50 players to MLB organizations, including the latest top prospect. Jake Wasinski has been signed by the Minnesota Twins after playing for Oakland University and the Eastside Diamond Hoppers, playing his games at Jimmy John's Field in Utica. Now, the 6'8 right-handed pitcher has a fastball in the mid-90s. He's mowed down some of his competition lately, and the Twins organization wants to take a look at him in their system, and he's expected to report to Single-A Fort Myers, the Miracle, as they're called. Now, Wasinski says he's excited for the next step. He appreciates all the support from his dear mother as he chases his dream. And out of 47 players signed by the big leagues, four have made it to the highest level. So Jake has a long way to go, but just getting the opportunity to climb is pretty incredible. Chris Villar, WWJ News Radio 950.
Well, it didn't end up as good, I should say, for Canton native. Still pretty darn good, but Canton native Grace West came up just short of a win on NBC's The Voice. In her final performances on Tuesday night, West, who grew up in Canton but now calls Nashville home, showed off her versatility by taking on both a Reba McEntire and Patsy Cline song. McEntire was just announced as a coach for season 24, Reba McEntire, that is, by the way, alongside the likes of Gwen Stefani and John Legend. Gina Miles won the season 23 finale. Grace West was runner-up, first in some hearts. She's probably got a record deal, too. New efforts are underway to make Michigan more competitive for future tech jobs. The federal government has set aside $500 million to create regional tech hubs, and Michigan wants to attract one of those hubs. Part of the push is to create the state's largest ever public-private semiconductor alliance with major Michigan employers, public universities, and community colleges. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist is making the pitch.
But the kinds of investments that we're making in our talent pipeline, our education system, working with our colleges at the community college level and the four-year colleges, has resulted in more companies being started and more opportunity for software professionals, for data professionals, for knowledge workers than has ever been in the state of Michigan.
In total, 20 regional hubs will be granted $25 million to create the industries of the future, and Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist is part of the group pitching our state for that investment.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.